Travel across North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota tomorrow may be very difficult, so hopefully you'll be ready to hunker down for a brief 24-hour period. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We've had a little bit of a wintry mix of precipitation occurring this morning and will continue into the afternoon today around the Fargo and Grand Forks area, extending back to the west a short distance, but we're not expecting this to continue for too much longer in that particular region. Some light rain and drizzle has also been reported in northern and central portions of Minnesota. Temperatures this hour running mostly in the 30s and lower 40s in the eastern parts of the region, mostly Minnesota staying above freezing and also eastern parts of South Dakota. But farther to the west, the temperatures are below freezing, and we are getting ready for a snow event of the season, and we'll expect that to begin overnight tonight. This evening, late this evening into the midnight hour, we'll look for some rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow to begin to occur in central South Dakota, and it will extend up into the southeast part of North Dakota as we get out towards midnight. The precipitation will advance farther to the northeast through the wee hours of the morning and eventually will push up into Ontario. Behind this, though, will be an area of increasingly cold air and a deepening low pressure system coming out of Nebraska and headed toward eastern parts of Minnesota will take place during the late night tonight and early tomorrow period. And as it does evolve and becomes more intense, we'll see a more vigorous snow event taking place across portions of North Dakota and northern and some western South Dakota locations. The snowfall will likely stay with us all the way through the afternoon and evening tomorrow and into Friday morning, but it will be diminishing Friday shortly after dawn, or actually very close to dawn. The wind speeds will likely gust from 30 to 50 miles per hour in that area, including the Dakotas and most of Minnesota as well. But the blizzard conditions will likely be concentrated on northern portions of South Dakota and most of North Dakota, as well as northwestern portions of Minnesota. Snow accumulations are still expected to be 6 to 12 inches across the heart of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota, with some local totals getting upwards to 14 inches. The snow event elsewhere will not be nearly as impressive. We're expecting to see a dusting upwards to around 3 or 4 inches in many other locations, with no snow expected in southeastern South Dakota or southern parts of Minnesota. A few snowflakes may occur, but that's about it. The storm system will push out of the region fairly quickly during the day Friday. We'll go back into sunnier weather and we'll expect a cold high pressure center to settle into the region. That cold high pressure system will be with us over the weekend with nighttime lows in the negative and positive single digits across most of the region and a chance for a couple of extremes down around minus 10 in the western part of North Dakota. We'll look for afternoon temperatures to be mostly teens and 20s as we finish out the week and move into the weekend with some warming expected during the early part of next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.